Item 11, 11.1, Manningham Reconciliation Action Plan 2015-2017. Do I have a mover for this motion?
I'd like to move the motion.
Councillor Galvin.
I move that this motion be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Downing. Councillor Galvin.
Yes, well, I'm hoping that my fellow councillors will endorse the officer's recommendation. The first one being the addition to the Wurundjeri Statement and Acknowledgement of Country. Council also adopt the standalone statement to acknowledge Manningham's cultural diversity. Acknowledgement of Country is a message to recognise the First Australian, and this message was diluted and in effect not sounding all that sincere by its inclusion in our present statement. Where we include Manningham's diverse multicultural population, that is, the people born by migration. As in my case, and probably most of you in the room here, we are first, second and third generation Australians. So the acknowledgement of country recognises the unique position of Aboriginal people in Australian cultures and history, a history which goes back 40 and 50,000 years ago. So I'm very happy that that's the statement that sort of identifies people with a diverse cultural background in Manningham is added as a separate issue and statement and not part of the Reconciliation Action Plan. Number two, in keeping with Council's leadership in the area of reconciliation and the practice adopted by a number of other Victorian LGAs, Council also look to permanently fly the Torres Strait Islander flag, and that both the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags being permanently positioned alongside the Australian flag out the front. I'm sure you will all agree that the prospect of flying our five flags proudly at the entrance of the Civic Centre is a great message for all residents and visitors alike. Most importantly, in moving the Aboriginal flag from behind the entrance to join our national flag, local government flags, and the introduction of the Torres Strait Islander flag. These flags complete our demographics. We are a nation of Indigenous cultures represented by the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags. And of course, the Australian national flag, which represents all Australian citizens and all races. And thirdly, of course, for council councillors to adopt the Manningham Reconciliation Action Plan of 2015-17, which provides a strategic and coordinated approach to the development and delivery of reconciliation initiatives for the next 2 years. So I hope that you all endorse this plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Galbally. Councillor Downing.
I think Councillor Galbally said it all.
Thank you, Councillor Downing. Do I have a speaker against? Councillor
Hay. Mr. Mayor, before I do, can I just ask a question through the Mayor to the Director of Community Services for one clarification? Can I ask about the Multicultural Festival? Can I ask when it was scrapped and how much money we saved by not having it?
My recollection about the Multicultural Festival was about 2 to 3 years ago.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to now speak against this motion and this plan. I think it's fundamentally flawed in a number of areas. Without going straight to some of the statements that were made by a fellow councillor, I'd like to go to some points that I've wrote down over the period of time through discussions with the community, but also things that I see within this policy that are very much need to be re-looked at. One of the things that I do not see that we need a preamble by a mayor to be within any plan, because it's supposed to be the Manningham Reconciliation Action plan, and I do not believe that it should be specifically endorsed by any mayor of the day. I don't think that that's necessary, and I think that it's flawed from the very beginning. It alone makes a personal statement into the document. And as a council collectively, I don't see that it benefits the plan. Also, Manningham Council has a reputation of fairness for all, and that not one group prefers or precludes another. We as councillors have a responsibility to put political beliefs aside and to act on behalf of all the residents in a fair and balanced manner. This plan is not socially inclusive and does not fairly allow for diversity within our community. The way the plan is worded at present actually removes the idea of fairness and acceptance for all. I am for all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders being recognised, as much as I am for the founders and settlers who originally came from overseas to be recognised. Many people from many parts of the world have died for this nation and worked hard to make this nation what it is today. Being first at something does not make us more important than those who have came afterwards. I can give many examples that would demonstrate this point. There's another reason that I hopefully will clarify with this plan should not be passed in its current form, is it appears very clearly that it's been removed from within the sentence of the others here in Manningham. The first sentence is to just include the Aborigines and Torres Strait Islanders, and I don't believe it makes it inclusive. I actually believe it's more diluted by putting one group above the other. I think we should have the sentence, and this has been discussed for years. I've been watching from the blue seat that many... The point of it being together was essential to try and make it more inclusive. We are an intelligent bunch of people, and there's a lot more intelligent bunch of people than us around the table that have already discussed this at length. And we have the potential to be known as one of the most inclusive councils within Victoria and Australia and possibly the world. Our diversity and acknowledgement of all is a foundation that this city is built on, and I'm here to stand up for that. Another thing with this policy, it has 20 clear actions within this plan, and they have financial resources implications that are not stated within this plan at all, and they haven't been included in our budget. Clearly, it's going to have costings that we haven't even at this table put together. Councillors, this policy gives open slather to what is spent. It does not cost it. It does not even state where some of these plans will be going. And I ask why. Will what we have already passed in our social services budget miss out on this flawed plan? Is it the elderly? Is it the disability groups? We have already removed the multicultural festival, which was a great way to demonstrate inclusiveness for all. A significant portion of the festival was given for the Aboriginal people to give and the wider community a greater understanding to the rich and wonderful history of the many diverse cultures that we have here living in Manningham. The plan, unfortunately, undermines the vision for Manningham, in my belief. I believe the flag policy just is a way of not including others. I'm wondering if I was to win a race, could I have my Haynes flag on my back? And I truly believe I can, but I don't believe I can fly it at the front of a government building because I don't own it and I don't. It's not inclusive. It's just about me. So I don't believe that we need to be flying a bunch of flags, including anyone around this table's flags. We as councillors need to have the courage to stand against this plan as it is, or at the very least set it aside so there'll be more discussion, more costings, more reasons to have a more inclusive wording within it. And I ask that this plan does not pass as it is in its current form tonight, and that the changes to the Manningham for the greater benefit of all people, that people do not pass this very diluted, very flawed plan.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have another speaker for the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I just rise to speak that I'm very proud of this plan. It's been public consultation. It has been out. We received 8 submissions. Of those submissions, all 8 were of good substance. We've had this plan back and forward to us. I'm very proud of it, and I can't wait to be implemented. And I ask my fellow councillors to support.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have another speaker against? Councillors, I'd like to speak on this particular matter also. This is effectively the fifth generation of a reconciliation action plan for our council. We began in 1997. In 1999, we started flying the Aboriginal flag on key dates, and we introduced a statement of acknowledgement. There are more plans that followed that, and in the plan from 2009 to 2012 saw the Aboriginal flag flown permanently at council offices. And we had started a suite of programs during Reconciliation Week. In 2012, we developed our first nationally endorsed Reconciliation Action Plan. Indeed, in 2012, we won an award, a National Local Government Award for Reconciliation, which recognised our council's action plan. And all of those various plans brings us to today, when we have a new Reconciliation Action Plan, a fifth generation plan. And that plan aims to advance reconciliation with Indigenous peoples of Australia. It's a pretty simple concept. It doesn't seek to divide our community. It seeks to reconcile with an oppressed Indigenous people in this country. And that is a noble objective, to reconcile with the Indigenous peoples of our country. We have a comprehensive plan. We have 35 actions across three themes. It's a comprehensive roadmap for the next 3 years. And like many council plans, it doesn't include costing. What it includes is actions. And those actions are subject to costings which have to get through a budget. No different to any of our plans, no different to the plans we have for our parks. It's a comprehensive roadmap to advance reconciliation with Indigenous people. Very simple. Why reconciliation? Why is reconciliation needed? History tells us that for 200 years, this nation judged its Indigenous peoples by the colour of their skin. And only in the last 50 years has that begun to change. Began to change when community leaders began to accept that the history, the welfare, and the aspirations of Indigenous peoples needed to be acknowledged and respected. And so began a campaign of education in our country. Our nation's leaders began, as Martin Luther King put it, to look for a day when people were not judged by the colour of their skin, but by the content of their character. Change began, and it continues today. Land rights were achieved, flags flown, programs initiated, reforms made, reconciliation begun, and who knows, we may see a move to constitutional recognition in a few years, which is a substantial move forward from a constitution that up until 1967 considered Aboriginals in this country to be non-persons, not subject to count in the census. So where does that leave us, councillors? 18 years we've been a local government leader on reconciliation. Will we as a council continue to stand up and be counted on this issue? Some would have you believe that elements of this RAP are divisive, that one of the 35 actions in this plan seeks to exclude people in our community. Yet nothing could be further from the truth. So what is an acknowledgement of country that people suggest is divisive? An acknowledgement of country is a way of showing awareness and respect for the traditional Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander owners of the land on which a meeting and event is held. It's pretty simple. An acknowledgement of country is showing respect for the traditional owners of the land. That's it. A simple concept. It doesn't need to be embellished. It doesn't need any political compromises to recognise the many noble aspects of our society. It simply needs to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, nothing more. And that's what's proposed in our RAP. And that RAP went through public exhibitions, and not one voice was raised against this improvement to our acknowledgement of country. Not one voice. we're proposing and is simple acknowledgement. I could read it to you, but I won't, because I know most of you have read it. But when we consulted with the Wurundjeri representatives, what did we find? When we consulted with them about the previous acknowledgement, they said it needed to change, to be simplified and to simply acknowledge country. And in saying that, there was no disrespect shown to people of diverse backgrounds and cultures. To suggest that it's divisive not to speak out about other groups in our society is false.
Mr. Mayor, I call for time. May I call for a motion?
Can I call for a motion for an extension of time, please?
Yes, I'll.
Well, I'll take a vote in preference.
Go for it.
Those for? Those against? Carried. Thank you. If those who are arguing for status quo, or indeed no acknowledgement, believe that's what we should be doing, then they can bring a motion to this council and they can propose such. But I know if someone says that we should raise a statement of acknowledgement that acknowledges people of diverse backgrounds, cultures, faiths, abilities, and propose that as an acknowledgement of country, well, I don't think our citizens would support it. I think our citizens would wonder what we're doing. We need to keep this simple, not to be sidetracked, and show respect for our Indigenous peoples, show respect for their culture, show respect for their requests that we simply acknowledge the traditional owners of this land known as Manningham, and to show respect to the Wurundjeri elders, past and present. Another means of showing respect is to fly permanently both the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags. Our national flag is a wonderful symbol. It reflects our young nation's early history. The Union Jack, which reflects the history of discovery and colonisation. The seven-pointed star, which symbolises the six states and one more for the territories. And of course, the Southern Cross. It flies, flies proudly outside our council offices today with the state and Manningham flags. Councillors, we were recently in Canberra, many of us. And when I drove past any number of government buildings when I was in Canberra, do you know what I saw? In front of every government building, there were three different flags. The Australian flag, the Aboriginal flag, and the Torres Strait Islander flag. On building after building, in front of Old Parliament House, the three key Australian flags flying all day, every day. So it was with some dismay that I returned to our council offices and I see, once again, the second-class treatment this city has given to the Aboriginal flag. We don't have it flying with our national flag. We have it in a second-class position, out of sight, blocked by a portico, isolated. The Torres Strait Islander flag, well, it's nowhere to be seen. This is symbolic of past attitudes. It's symbolic of inequality. Surely, if we truly respect the Indigenous peoples of this country, we can find the character within ourselves to give their symbols, their flags, equal prominence. That's what happens in Canberra. Surely this city can do the same. We can't move the national dial on Indigenous health or housing or employment or education or welfare. We can't do those things. They're tasks for our Prime Minister. Yesterday, we saw the Prime Minister go to Murray Island. Josh Frydenberg said that the Prime Minister is serious about improving the welfare of our Indigenous population. He's there meeting with Indigenous leaders now. What we can do, councillors, is none of what our Prime Minister can do, but what we can do is take the next step on the journey of reconciliation for our city. We can adopt this revised reconciliation plan with its three themes and its 35 actions, and we can take reconciliation one more step forward on behalf of the citizens of this city. And I urge you to support this motion before you, councillors, unanimously.
Do I get right of reply?
Yes, councillor, you do. You are welcome to the floor.
I'm quite disappointed in Councillor Haynes.
Excuse me, Councillor, it's not appropriate to be directing comment or naming a councillor.
Okay, totally.
Councillor Gough, please order. Councillor Galbally, if you please.
Okay, I'll start again. There must be some confusion as to what this acknowledgement of country is all about, and I suppose a bit of education might help. What we're talking about is recognising Australia's first people, and that is it. That's what the acknowledgement of country is. It is not a greeting into our premises for all and sundry. It is just a statement, as the Mayor has said. To take offence of the taking away of the welcome to diverse cultures is not by any means a put down on our multicultural society in Manningham. And that is what I find very difficult to understand, how that message doesn't get through. This is all about respecting the first people. That is all it is. Everyone else, every one of us came here well and truly after these people. And I am of a Greek background myself. My first husband was Sri Lankan. My current husband is Irish, second generation. Now, I don't know who my third one is because I haven't found him yet. Sorry, Tim.
He's around the corner.
But around this table, we have so many nationalities and races. And, you know, as if we would try and sort of put them down in any way. I mean, that's what Manningham is. We are multicultural. But first and foremost, we are on Wurundjeri grounds, okay? And I think it's obvious I'm hot under the collar on this issue because I'm finding that I thought some people were wiser than they pretend to be. I sincerely...
Point of order, Mr. Mayor. Personal insults and personal statements.
I didn't mention anyone.
Yeah, but it is directed. And Mr.
Thank
Mayor,
you,
I wish...
Thank you, Councillor.
I think it must be time.
Right
now.
Thank you.
3 seconds.
Okay, 3 seconds. Okay, I just ask that...
Your time's up, Councillor, I'm afraid.
Yep, okay.
So, Councillors, could I please see a show of hands, those for the motion? Those against? Carried.
Division.
A division is being called, Councillors. I would ask Councillors who support the motion to please stand. Councillor Galbally, Councillor Downey, Councillor Yang, Councillor O'Brien, Councillor Gough, Councillor Griffith Christopoulos, Councillor Kleinert, Councillor McLeish. Those against the motion, please stand. Councillor Haynes. There being none abstaining, the motion is passed. Carried.